today is, I believe, the 21st?
Yes. Yesterday was the
21st. Yeah. Today's the 21st. So 3/21, March 21st, 2018. This is lesson number 80, called Circles with the Hands in City. So we always begin lying on your back and starting off the lesson, because they're called lessons because it's about learning, becoming aware of yourself. So what does that mean? You know, starting to draw your awareness and your attention to you and how you're lying on the floor. What parts of you are touching? What parts of you aren't touching? So it's allowing the background of life to leave you right now, right? You draw all your awareness to you. So you're not thinking about phone calls you need to make. You're not thinking about snacks or, you know, other things. Your attention is on you and how you're experiencing lying on the floor and then what that means to you. So again, how you sense parts of you touching, how you sense parts of you maybe not touching. Do you feel, let's say, any pressure points, places that are uncomfortable as you're lying on the floor? Do you have a sense that there are parts of you uneven? Maybe one shoulder feels higher than the other. Or maybe you feel your head is slightly tilted to one side. So you're taking an inventory of yourself. And what's real important to notice today is some of these things that I just mentioned is your shoulders. How much of each shoulder is resting on the floor, and if one shoulder, I'm going to say, feels raised, like up towards one earlobe more than the other. And is it because of the shoulder? Or again, is it because your head's tilted to that side? So the only way you can observe and know these things is you ask these questions in your mind. And then you draw attention and awareness there to sense, gee, I think it's actually my head tilted. Or gee, my head feels in the center. But I really think my right shoulder's closer up to the right earlobe, and it actually feels curled a little forward. And then noticing how your arms are lying on the floor. So again, how do you just lie there with your arms positioned? Are your palms up? Are your palms down? Is one arm closer to your body than the other? And then start to bring some awareness to your breath and your breathing. Noticing the inhalation, the exhalation. And then I'm going to ask you to slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right so you can just feel how you roll your head right now. Go real slow and gentle so you can sense if there's any differences between going to the right and going to the left. So it's always best in this class to do things slow, because that allows your brain and your attention to be able to focus and observe what's happening. Okay, so you're going to bring your head back to the center, and we're going to start off on your back today before we come to a sitting position, and we're going to clarify making some circles. And there's going to be two types of circles we can make. One circle is going to be just with the arm. I'm going to call it an internal circle. And then the other is going to be a more external global circle that's going to involve your whole trunk, what we call the shoulder blade, and eventually your pelvis. So I'm going to ask you to bring your right arm up to the ceiling. So your fingertips are pointing towards the ceiling. And let's have you turn your arm so that your palm is facing the left side of the room. Okay, we're going to say that's the starting place. So your thumb, right, in a way is pointed towards the back of the room. Are we good? Okay, so you're going to think of your palm and this straight arm. So there's no bending in your elbow. And we're going to turn your palm so that the thumb moves towards the right wall and the pinky moves towards, yes, the left wall. And then you're just going to come back to where you started. Okay, and you want to feel this turn all the way into your shoulder joint. Okay? So some of you are just doing it, sorry if my hand's a little cold, in your forearm and elbow. So think all the way in the shoulder. And this is why your elbow needs to be straight. Right? So deep inside your shoulder joint, it's a ball in a socket. So you're turning the ball joint in the socket. We good? Okay, so that's one way. And now we're going to explore the other direction, right? So now we're going to take the thumb towards the left wall and your pinky towards the right wall. And then come back. Okay, so for those of you that it's your first time, right, you're like, okay, so we're turning. So what? Well, what's important is how you're turning and that this experience is occurring inside, again, the shoulder joint. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, let's lower that arm and rest because it gets tiring. So the next movement I'm going to describe is you're resting your arm and you can visualize it before we bring your arm up. Okay, so this time we're going to, instead of turning inside, right, the joint, we're going to make a bigger turn with your whole arm around, in a way, the joint. So right now you were like turning deep inside, okay? And now what you're going to do is we're going to make a big circle with your arm that's going to refine the turning. So bring your right arm up again and now make a fist. There you go. So instead of turning left and right, sorry, you're going to make a circle with your fist. Okay, sorry you guys, I rarely have this on. There we go. So the elbow's still locked and you're making a circle with your fist. And think of it about the size of a clock, okay? That's it. So this is a very different movement. And now change the direction. So again, your elbow is straight, and maybe make the circle a little bit bigger. So make sure it's a circle. Beautiful. That's it. Different kind of movement right now. Okay, now come back to the center. Open the fist. So you've got your straight fingers, and now do the turning inward and outward with your right arm. Go back to the first, right? Do you feel how different this is? It's a whole different movement. Yes? I'm going to take silence means yes. Are you guys clear? This is different, right? Can you tell that this is turning deep inside the joint in a very different way? Yeah? Okay. Excellent. Let's lower your right arm and rest it and observe how does it feel now in resting? What's different now about your right arm? It's lower? Excellent. Might be longer.
Less stiff.
Excellent. Okay, so we're going to try the same two things with the left arm. So you're going to bring your left arm up to the ceiling. Your palm will face over here to the right. And there's the two directions to turn. So I'm going to give you a little freedom here. So you can either turn inward, right, or outward. But remember, no turning with the elbow. So not the circle. This first movement. That. Now, as you're turning your arm inward and outward, there's a neat little thing that some of you are already starting to allow to happen, and you probably don't even realize it. But there's a little bit of a lift with your shoulder blade in one direction, as if there's a reach with the turn. So see if you can figure out which way you turn your arm and that the shoulder blade would reach, and then when you turn it the other way, the shoulder blade comes back down to the floor. And for those of you that it's your first time, there's good news. You can't make any mistakes here. I can see, like, as soon as I said that, figure that out, you guys all held your breath, right? Because we've been so conditioned, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. So in here, there isn't. It's about experiencing, because you can do both ways. You can turn your hand or arm to the right and raise the shoulder blade. You can also do it when you go to the left. So it's like just that would be raising the shoulder blade. Oh, like you're going to reach for something. Imagine if there was a balloon string above you and you were going to reach for it. So there's a turning and a reaching. How do you put those two together? And still breathe. And again, you can't get it wrong. Both options are doable and acceptable. It's about exploring both.
Is that a choice of where you start the move from?
No, it's just your intention. And then make sure your shoulder blade always goes back down. Oh, down. Down to the floor. Down. Yes, don't bend the elbow, but yeah. So remember, your shoulder blade has to come down. You can't just reach. So you can reach, and then you can go back down. Reach and down. And then we could reach this way. See? And you could try it this way. But always make sure that the shoulder blade goes back down. Okay, you're exhausted. Rest your arm. I know it's hard to have your arms up. Go ahead and rest. Okay, so yeah, this time you're going to bring your left arm up. Again, it's straight, the elbow straight. You don't want anything to happen through the elbow. Make a fist, and now you're going to make a circle, right? So now you feel that the joint is like, it's almost like it's scooping, I think, of inside of a bowl. So you're making a circle, right? So it's a different movement. So Bonnie, you're doing it more with your elbow still. Okay? I want you to think, Really spread your wings here in that joint. Really feel a circle. So make it a little bit bigger and change the direction. Some of you are kind of shy about some of the exploring in your shoulder joint. Okay, pause for a minute. So can you imagine, bring your arm down. I'm going to hope that you all have some bowls at home, right? People use bowls for cereal, for soup, right? Okay, so I would like you to imagine that the inside of your shoulder joint is a bowl. And then what you're putting inside the bowl is a round, it's almost like an ice cream scoop, but a round, anybody got any ideas? It's not a spoon, right?
Vessel.
What?
Vessel.
What?
A mortar and vessel. You know, mortar and vessel, you got the little bowl, and you got the little thing with the round end on it.
Yeah.
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar and a pestle.
P-E-S-T-L-E.
That's what it is, right? Is that what you hammer out garlic and stuff, right? Right? Okay, that's what we've got going on. Right? So your arm, you're making this circle inside the bowl. Okay? So we're gonna try it again. And you don't wanna cheat yourself. Or it's like, if any of you've ever baked, I'm sure you gentlemen have. Okay? So when you're baking, you've got to constantly scrape the outside. You don't ever want any of your mix to be hovering on the outside of the bowl. So you have one of these wonderful rubber, what are those called?
Spatula.
Spatula, right. So you're constantly scraping that cake stuff and batter stuff, or pancake mix for that, because men make pancakes. You're scraping that. You don't want it to stick on the sides of the bowl, right? So you're going along the outside of the bowl, right? Does that help? Because those of you that have shoulder issues, you're not doing this. You've lost touch with these areas that you can move at. So if you have a shoulder issue, you're stuck inside one place of the bowl. And as you do this, you might discover where you've been stuck. Okay, let's rest your arm. So, my regular people here know that I love visuals. I think having visual concepts is so important, so I use them a lot. I think that helped all of you. Yeah? Like, you really have to get inside your skeleton to know what you're doing. Okay, so now we're gonna come up to sitting. So bring yourself up to sitting, and your legs are gonna be long, and you're gonna lean on your left hand next to you, okay? And we're gonna start off with your right arm straight out in front of you. And let's have your thumb up, and we're gonna go to the first movement of internally rotating and externally rotating. Now, the way some of you are sitting. Okay, spread your legs. Why are you so stiff? Could you sit relaxed and comfortable? That's it. And when you lean on your left hand, fingers forward, so your left hand is in a real comfortable place. Don't turn your fingers backwards. Turn them forward. No. Well, and the reason I don't want you to do that is then you're going to lock out your shoulder. Yeah. And find the position more to your side, Marlene. No, and over to your side. You're getting too far behind your pelvis. Yeah, and fingers forward. Okay. And when you get tired, you can lower your arm. Okay, so do the turning left and right. Breathe. Okay, bring it down. Let's change arms. We're not going to do too long with anything because it gets tiring, right? So imagine, right? Internal, external. No turning of your shoulder, no lifting of the shoulder blade. Excellent. Change arms again. This time make your fist, right? And now you're going to make the circle. So start making the circle. Very different. Can we spread your legs a little bit? Not that far. Just be relaxed, comfortable. There you go. That's it. Breathe. Change the direction for a moment. Feel the shoulder blade moving now. Change arms, and then we'll rest. It's not so easy to sit, is it? Change the direction. Make sure you're breathing and that you're feeling the movement in your shoulder blade. That's this bone on the backside. Okay, rest again on your back. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. Lean on your left hand, same position. So just have your legs comfortably spread. Let the knees bend. Be soft, because you need to move your pelvis a little bit, okay? Lean comfortably on the left hand, more to your side, not behind you, right? This time you're gonna bring your right arm up to the ceiling. And you're gonna first turn it inward and outward, and you're going to look at it and you're going to start to reach. And this is why your left hand needs to be next to you, because as you reach, you're going to be bringing a little more weight onto your left side, and the right side of your pelvis might lift up. Heaven forbid that you lift up the right side. See if you can do that. Whoop! Let your pelvis lift. Let that knee bend. Oh, there. There. Let the pelvis come up. Up. Don't be so stiff here. So thank you, your pelvis. Up. There you go. That was it. Get that bum up. Now notice how much easier it is for the arm to move when the pelvis moves. See? That's what it's about. So everybody make sure to lift that right side up and look at your hand and lift the right side. So bring your hand, this hand out more and let your knees bend. There, nice, Bonnie. So spread your legs, so, yeah, it'll be a little bit easier. Lift that right side, there!
Oh, you actually want it to lift up.
Lift! I don't know how else to see it. Say it.
I mean, like,
you gotta stick a rock under your right butt cheek.
That's it.
Excellent, okay, bring your arm down, you're tired. Let's try the other side. So, and I know this is a little bit harder for you guys that are new because, and make sure you look at your hand. Yeah, but let your knee bend. Ah, there you go, so much work. So rock back and forth in your pelvis. Up, up, there. Now you're getting the connection. Loosey-goosey in your pelvis. That's that big thing that doesn't want to move. Okay, let your knee relax. Let turn it. Yes, let that, yes. Now I want you to think pelvis, not arm. There, that's the movement I want. There! That's it. Okay, are you guys tired? Okay, now Marlene, everybody gets to rest but you. You go back to what you're doing. So even though I said, oh, I just almost stepped on your hand. Even though I said there's no wrong ways, there's ways that are less functional. Do what you are doing. She's going to change it now. No, there she goes. So watch what she's doing.
You said lift your butt cheek.
Right, but it's how she's lifting her butt cheek.
Oh, okay.
Well, keep doing it. Let everybody learn from you. Okay, so what is she just doing? And this is the problem. That's right. Right? Okay, this is the problem with the man that came to me, right? That's like doing this. And I said to him, that is not the way you walk. But I hate to tell you, when people get older, this is the lazy man's walk. I don't have to lift the leg, do you? You just kind of slither down the road. That is not walking. Okay, walking, right? Right? Walking is you've got to put all your weight on one leg and you've got to lift the other leg. But when you lose that capacity, you'll slither like this, okay? So she's doing a lot of leaning, right? Like leaning. Okay? And I want the ribs involved. So lift the pelvis by the ribs. There you go. That's it.
That's a lot more work. Way more.
Why did I? Okay, right? That's why I call it the lazy man slithering down the road.
Can you do it with cross-legged?
Yeah, why don't you sit with the soles of your feet together? So let's sit with the soles of your feet together and bring both of your hands on your knees and thighs. And these guys, remember this, you're going to go back to doing your weebles, your wobbles, right? Lift one side of the pelvis and the other. That's it. Rock back and forth. Okay, so, yeah, okay. Okay, so, now cross your legs. Okay, now let's bring an arm up, your right arm. Let's lean the left hand a little bit to the side. And now let's reach and look with the right arm and see now with your legs crossed, can you bring the right side of the pelvis up? That's it, Marlene. Good, change arms, bring the left arm up. Lift the left side of the pelvis. Okay, rest on your backs. See, it's harder than you think, right? Right? Okay, so here's the thing, you go to like exercise classes and you go to stretch classes. And when things are done really quickly and you skip over all this stuff. And you really don't know what's going on, right? And then we somehow think if we accomplish whatever we're doing in the class, that's good or right. But so I can tell all of this is hard.
Especially on this side. These muscles didn't want to.
So we're going to totally change it for a minute. So when I see this much struggle, okay, so Lynn, you're the only one that you don't have to do this, okay? It's an elective. The rest of you, you're going to roll over and come onto your hands and knees. Okay, hands and knees. Okay, so we're going to do some work here with the pelvis first, okay? So you're going to just lift your right knee, okay? Okay, so hands and knees, so can you go to your hands? Is that going to kill you? There you go. Can you spread your knees a little bit more? Can you let your feet relax? Excellent. Now can you let your back relax? Yes. So when you lift your right knee, you're going to lift it straight up. So that means the right side of your pelvis goes towards the ceiling. So lift your right knee. That's it. That's it. Okay. Excellent. Now do the left side. Okay. Okay. Are you guys getting ready for walking? So Bonnie, no out to the side. Straight up. Your knee comes straight up. And then you push it down. And then lift the other one up. and really weight bear on the knee. Feel the weight bearing of the knee more than the leg that you're lifting up. So you're lifting up your lower foot. That's not your knee. You're lifting this. That's no good. And don't lift it out to the side. Go straight up. That means this has to move. That's it. And now put it down, weight bear, and do this side. That's it. Put it down, weight bear. Lifts this side. Okay, all you're going to learn like my guy how to walk. See, this is the problem. Everybody forgot how to walk. You can't even crawl. So you're going back and forth. This is what walking is. Okay, now we're going to add the hands. Holy moly. Okay, listen, it's your right hand, okay, we'll do that. Right hand, left knee. Got it? You lift them, put them down. Left knee, right hand. Left hand, right knee. And your knees are slightly apart and your poor back. Oh, okay, you're a kitty cat in the wild. You're looking up, your back is sinking, your belly's sinking, and you're gonna hunt a rabbit. So you have a lot of things. Do you have some scoliosis?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is gonna really help. So lift from here, not from here. Yes, lift in here. That's it, that's the motion. And then do this side. This side you got down. Now, this, don't go here. Mm-hmm. Do it here, see? Don't do it here. That's it, do it right where my finger, yes. You could go home and practice this. Okay, now, crawling. Just lift the knee up. Why are you, the bigger question is why are you drawing attention to the lower leg? Because it wasn't part of the instruction. So it means you will do work in the lower leg. Most of us do all this extra work in our calves and feet that you don't need to be doing because you're not using the pelvis correctly. Okay? Now, are you guys ready? Okay. So you're going to take the right hand and left leg up and stride forward and put them down. Weight bear. Lift the right leg and left arm. Up, forward. Weight bear. Belly is sinking. Some of you go back to lifting. Do you guys understand that? You want to look for a minute? Okay, you're a kitty cat in the wild. Okay, so some of you really quickly go back to this, right? This is no good. Okay, I want your derriere, your butt bones out, right? This is what you're doing. Okay, Corinne, look at the lower leg. Ain't doing nothing. Okay, and you should be able to go backwards. But you are like sneaking up on something, a mouse. You're hunting. This is arched. You are not doing that. Okay? And what's most important is the loading phase. See, if you don't know how to load through one of those knees, it means you don't know how to load in the hip, means you're not walking correctly. And that you can load on the hand through the shoulder. Load. So, Corinne, you're lifting up your back. You're doing the very thing I don't want you to do. And if you were hunting for something, you'd be here. Yes.
All right.
Now just move forward. Don't do all this.
Coming
backwards. Oh.
I'm going to go this way.
Yeah, and then go backwards. Or you can turn around. That's it. And drop, right? You're sneaking up. And that's it. You are going to sneak up quietly. That's it. That's it. Makes me realize how everybody is lost walking. That's really nice, right? So you really want to feel It's this incredible feeling in your hip and pelvis, like all, everything lined up, right? It's not about your back. This is why everybody has back problems. They got out of their hips. And so many people forgot how to crawl or didn't crawl. Okay, go back to your spot. Let's rest on your back. I got in trouble kind of at the airport. So there was this lady, I couldn't help myself, with her toddler, lifting her toddler up and holding him to make him walk. And I just couldn't help myself. I was like, you know, he's not ready to walk yet. And she's like, I'm a nurse. And I said, I'm sorry, but this is what my specialty. He wanted to sit on his bottom. He was doing like a lesson. So he was sitting. He was like so awesome, you guys. I'm trying to think how he was. He was kind of sitting like we've done this position a lot. And he was doing this constantly, coming up and reaching, but he wanted to go back down. And she was like insistent and then doing what you see parents to do, which they shouldn't be doing, holding the hands and doing this. And I said, you're ruining his walking. Just let him go up and down from his seat. And I said, then the next thing is, get him over to some of these chairs. So this is what you have to do before you crawl. And before you walk is you go sideways. That's why all toddlers want to hold on to coffee tables. They want to hold on to anything. And you let them. The worst thing to do is take that away from them. Right? But like she's like, he's really behind in walking. And I said, no one's behind. Just, it's his timing. But like her forcing him to do something that he wasn't ready for, right? So he was in this position coming up to this. So what he was getting ready for is this. He wasn't ready to come up here. You know, he was like, and then he just got so stiff, right? His legs are out and she's thinking, oh, Johnny's walking, right? I had to shut up. But the dad was really interested in what I had to say. The dad was like, I think she's got something to say, you know? Okay, let's try your arms again. So we're gonna try your arms on your back. And let's have you bend your right knee and bring your right arm up, okay, up to the ceiling. And I'm gonna have you think that you're going to twist, you're gonna reach, and you're gonna let the right side of this pelvis come up as well. Beautiful, Marlene. So you're gonna twist, you're gonna reach, and let the right side of the pelvis come up. That's it. No, the head does not come up. You roll, beautiful. You roll, so you're here, and you roll. Let your head roll. And keep your knee up. Bring your knee back. Yes. But bring that head back down to the ground. It can touch. Your neck bends. Believe me. I know, you're just scared. That's all. Again, this is so, you know, just, yeah. So your head, and now we're going to go back. It just changes contact with the floor. Feel that. It just rolls. It arches more, but there's no need to lift. See how easy that is now? It was so much work before. Ah, okay, let's try the other side. Left arm. Yes, yeah, let the pelvis. So let's try the other side. So you reach, roll your head, beautiful, beautiful. Always let the head roll. Nice, Corinne. Changing contact. Beautiful, Bonnie, with the floor. Right? But you don't ever lift the head. You just roll it. You roll the pelvis. And you breathe. I think you guys stop breathing. Now, can you alternate the arms? So we're going to straighten your legs, bring both arms up, and you're going to reach with one arm, and you're going to feel one side of the pelvis lifting up, And then you're going to reach, that's it, with the other arm. You're just going to rock yourself. That's it. Okay, you're doing the upper part, but not the lower. So let your legs be a little bit spread apart. Relax them. Okay? Here. Let that pelvis come. Yeah, let it come. Let it come. There. Let it come. Let it come. Let that leg, let it relax. Let that knee turn in. There. Let it, there. See, if you were dead, you could just, what are you doing with your head? Put it back down. Don't you lift that head. See, the minute you lift your head, your pelvis gets stiff. It's a big issue for you. Okay? And then it creates so much tension. So I'm giving you something that you can do every day this week and change this, is go here and then come. Let that head roll here. So your focus is just, it's like a game. So the name of the game for you is, under no circumstances do you lift the head, you let it roll. And that you learn to trust this. And this will change all the tightness in your upper back and your pelvis. And you'll come back next week and say, how in the world did you change that much? Feel that. Look at you. Look at how loosey-goosey you are. Right? We create our own problems. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely? It's like, what was all the work about? And part of it is just now you got to trust it. So now just feel that. Just feel that. See, but you didn't even know that that was an issue for you. But you chronically hold your neck stiff. But you didn't know that till you came today. So if that's what you learned today from me, okay, are you guys good?
Yeah.
Okay, rest. You getting mad at a part of you?
Yes.
It's misbehaving.
Come on, wake up, do something.
When in doubt, go back to crawling. Okay, we'll try it. Well, we're going to try the arm thing one more time. So arms up, right? So, again, you're going to reach with the right arm, let your head roll, just loosey-goosey. Then you reach with the left arm, and just try to think as if you were, like, seriously a dead skeleton, right? If you were in a lab or something and they were going to, like, roll you over, right? This is what would happen, right? You guys are doing this so beautifully, right? Just let that head roll. Let it go. Not so much stiffness. So much work. We do so much work that's not necessary.
So good.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
It's like, oh my gosh, right? Can we really do this to ourselves? Okay, let it go and rest. That was fun. So sometimes for you new people, so there's these lessons, right? There's like over 4,000 lessons that this man created. But on days like today, sometimes, because I've been doing this so long, I just do part of the lesson and I do what I feel you guys need. So never would have done that in my first like 8 years doing this work, right? You go by the rules. But I think it's best to go by what you guys need. And it's fun. So sometimes I change a lesson. So now, before we get up, just take a moment to notice how you're lying on the floor and what you feel now. And one of the biggest things that happens with this work is there's a sense of, I use the word, aliveness, right? It's like we woke some things up where there were cobwebs, right? Like in your feeling and sensing things that 50 minutes ago you weren't feeling. Now, I know that probably doesn't seem like a lot, but I'm going to tell you, it's huge in your life. Something really woke up. And back to awareness, that awareness. And you're going to see when you leave here today, you're going to want more of this. That's why these guys in the front come back. It's like it becomes You know, it's like a great piece of chocolate or something. You want more of it. It's like you want this feeling of what woke up to keep waking up, to feel more alive in yourself, right? Does that make sense? So gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, observing how that feels now, how relaxed and loose your neck feels, your shoulders. And then taking your time, you'll roll to a side and come up to sitting. And then eventually standing to observe how you feel from this lesson. And we'll do just a little bit here in standing. We'll incorporate your arms in standing, right? And the pelvis, right? So all of these lessons and movements distill down to things that we do in our daily life. They're just not randomly out of the blue, right? So this movement is like opening a door, right? And then making the bigger circle or moving the shoulder blade. And then how does the pelvis? Do we walk towards a door, right? So just try that a little bit, like bringing your arm and feeling the whole self more involved. Or do you stand there and, right? This is how a lot of people do everything, right? And then reach with the other arm. Corinne, spread your legs out. Take a step. Relax. Take a step. There. Right? We never stand at a door like this. Right? You're walking to where you're walking. Right? You're always at an angle. Always, always. Could do it this way. Could do it this way. But you're never standing like this. Never, ever. So your legs are never lined up. Let's say you're going to get something out of here. Look what I do. Look at my legs. This is just like not, that's not the common thing. Back to the crawling. That's it. Okay. How's everybody doing? How's the shoulders, the arms, the neck? We good?